A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining Privist Denpro Limited FY 2026 earnings conference call. Joining us today from the management team are Mrs. Namrata Modi, Whole-time Director and CFO, Dr. Sai Kalyan, Director of Research and Academics, Mr. Vaibhav Munjal, Chief Marketing Officer, and Mr. Vinay Jamwal, Financial Advisor. We will commence the call with the opening thoughts from the management, post which we will be open forum for Q&A, where management will be glad to respond to any queries that you all may have. Before we go on the main call, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. There will be a forward-looking statement about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectation of the company's management as on date of this call. The company does not assume any obligation to update their forward-looking statement if those beliefs, opinions, expectation, or circumstances should change. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Consequently, the listener should not place any undue reliance on forward-looking statements. As a reminder, all participant line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would like to hand the conference over to Mrs. Namrata Modi to come in and share her thoughts on financial performance and strategic progress made by the company. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, distinguished investors and stakeholders. Thank you for joining us and for your continued confidence in the company. We apologize for the canceled earnings call on 2nd June due to an unexpected medical emergency involving our Chairman, Mr. Atul Modi. He is recovering well and is expected to resume duties very soon. In his absence, I will chair today's meeting, present our update, and address your questions. Thank you for your understanding and support. I would like to take this opportunity to present an overview of our performance for the financial year 2025-2026. Financial year 2025-2026 was a year of steady growth, disciplined execution, and continued strategic progress. The global business environment remained challenging throughout the year, with tariff-related developments, geopolitical tensions, and ongoing conflicts disrupting international trade, logistics, and customer ordering patterns. Despite these headwinds, our company delivered healthy growth while continuing to strengthen its long-term growth platform. Our business continued to benefit from balanced growth across both domestic and international markets. The domestic business maintained a stable performance with growth of 9%, while our export business recorded a growth of 17.58% during the year. This achievement reflects the strength of our product portfolio, deep customer relationship, and our ability to successfully navigate to complex global environment. As several international markets gradually stabilized during the year, we witnessed improving demand across key export geographies, providing renewed momentum to our overseas business. Another important initiative during the year was establishment of our wholly owned subsidiary in the UAE. This investment represents a significant step in strengthening our presence there and enhancing our ability to serve customers across the region more effectively. While the commencement of commercial operations was delayed due to geopolitical tensions and conflict in the Middle East, which impacted overall business activity, the underlying market opportunity remains strong. As the regional situation continues to stabilize, we expect to gradually commence operations and are confident that the UAE subsidiary will play an important role in expanding our international footprint and contributing to our long-term growth in the coming years. During this year, we started commercialization of our disinfectant business. This marks the beginning of new vertical that aligns well with the rising demand for hygiene-driven products in the dental and medical settings. The initial response from customers has been highly encouraging, validating both the market need and the strength of our product offering. We believe this business has significant long-term growth political and potential, and we will continue to invest in expanding its reach and product portfolio in a disciplined and phased manner over the coming years. Innovation continues to remain at the core of our growth strategy. Digital dentistry is one of our highest priority business segments, and during the year, we continue to expand our capabilities beyond our established 3D printing materials portfolio. We have made significant progress in developing next-generation digital solutions, including 3D printers, through a combination of in-house research and development and strategic collaborations with leading global technology partners. The encouraging market response further strengthens our confidence that digital dentistry will emerge as a significant growth driver for the company over the coming years. Alongside innovation, operational excellence remained a key focus area. Through continuous improvement in manufacturing processes, higher capacity utilization, supply chain optimization, and disciplined cost management, we successfully mitigated inflationary pressure while maintaining healthy profitability. These initiatives have further strengthened our operational foundation and enhanced our ability to deliver sustainable long-term growth. Let me now turn to our financial performance. Revenue from operation increased by 13.9% to rupees 71.81 crores compared with rupees 63.03 crores in financial year 2024-25. Total income grew by 14.4% to rupees 76.72 crores, reflecting broad-based growth across our business segments. Our profitability remained strong throughout the year. EBITDA increased by 13.3% to rupees 29.62 crores. Profit before tax grew by 13.9% to rupees 27.61 crores, and profit after tax increased by 12.9% to rupees 20.49 crores. The company maintained healthy profitability with an EBITDA margin of 38.6%, a PBT margin of 36.0%, and a PAT margin of 26.7%. While margin moderated marginally compared with the previous year, this continued to remain among the strong, reflecting our disciplined approach towards the cost management and operational efficiency. Fourth quarter 2025-26, the fourth quarter was relatively more challenging from a revenue perspective due to high geopolitical tensions, war-related developments, and disruption in global shipping and supply chain, which affected customers' ordering patterns and export dispatches. Despite these external challenges, our business continued to demonstrate resilience. Revenue from operation increased by 2.63% to rupees 18.94 crores, while total income grew by 4.18% to rupees 20.35 crores. Importantly, profitability growth significantly outpaced revenue growth. EBITDA increased by 9.09% to 8.32 crores. Profit before tax grew by 9.21% to rupees 7.81 crores, and profit after tax increased by 13.23% to rupees 5.82 crores. Our focus on operational efficiency resulted in further improvement in margins during the quarter. EBITDA margin improved to 40.87%, PBT margin to 38.38%, and PAT margin to 28.61%, demonstrating our ability to protect profitability even under difficult market conditions. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the opportunities before us while continuing to remain prudent in light of global uncertainties. We will continue strengthening our leadership in digital dentistry through investment in advanced digital solutions and research and development. We will further expand our presence in U.S. market through Axiodent, continue scaling the Oradox oral care business, build our disinfectant portfolio into meaningful business verticals, deepen our export presence by entering new international markets, and continue investing in next-generation dental materials and digital technologies. The domestic market continues to offer significant long-term growth potential, supported by increasing oral healthcare awareness, rising healthcare expenditure, expanding access to quality dental care, and the growing adoption of advanced dental technology. We are committed to strengthening our presence in the domestic market through product innovation, deeper customer engagement, and the introduction of technologically advanced solutions. At the same time, we will maintain our focus on operational excellence, productivity improvement, disciplined capital allocation, and sustainable profitability. The strong performance delivered during financial year 2025-26 provides us with a solid foundation for future growth. With a resilient business model, healthy financial position, expanding product portfolio, and clear strategic direction, we remain confident in our ability to create sustainable long-term value for our shareholders and all stakeholders. Thank you. Over to Mr. Vaibhav Munjal.
Good afternoon, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to present an overview of our business performance for the financial year ended 31st March 2026. The year was one of resilience, disciplined execution, and steady progress. Despite operating in a challenging business environment influenced by global and domestic geopolitical uncertainties and war crises, our team remained focused on execution and customer engagement. I am pleased to share that our overall sales grew by 13.89% on a year-on-year basis. Our domestic business registered a healthy growth of 9%, while exports continued to perform strongly with the 17.58% increase, reflecting the growing acceptance of our products across international markets. These results demonstrate the resilience of our business model and the strength of our brand as we continue to grow despite an uncertain global environment. The second half of the financial year further reinforced our momentum in both domestic and export. Compared with the second half of the previous financial year, our overall sales grew by 12.06%, with our domestic sales increasing by 12.72% and exports by 11.66%. Compared with the first half of the financial year, the second half delivered an overall growth of 8.49%, driven by a strong 16.19% increase in domestic sales and 3.56% growth in exports. These numbers reflect improving market traction and the effectiveness of our focused commercial strategy. Throughout the year, we strengthened our distribution network, expanded customer engagement, and enhanced our field presence across key markets. Through disciplined cost management, efficient working capital utilization, and consistent market execution, we successfully maintained business continuity while delivering sustainable growth. While India remains our primary growth engine, our international presence provides diversification and keeps us aligned with the evolving global trends in dentistry. We remain committed to strengthening our footprints across international markets. As Namita ma'am already pointed out, with our subsidiaries of UAE and US, while continuing to build strong domestic franchise. Innovation remains central to our strategy. During the year, Rotoflex, our endodontic PICC file system, continued to receive an encouraging response from the dental professionals. The increasing repeat demand validates its clinical performance and reinforces our confidence in expanding our presence in the advanced endodontic solutions. We also continued strengthening our educational initiatives by conducting structured training programs for dental professional clinics and institutions across the last year. These programs focused on product knowledge, clinical techniques, and the best practices across our restorative, endodontic, and digital dentistry portfolio. We did close to around 16 educational programs last year. The response has been highly encouraging and has helped us deepen our engagement with the dental community while creating long-term customer relationships. Looking ahead, our strategic priorities are clearly defined. We see significant opportunities in expanding our disinfectants portfolio and will continue to strengthen our presence in this category. We will also intensify our focus on digital dentistry, 3D resins, and our Rotoflex range, which represent high-growth segments within dental industry. At the same time, we are increasing our focus on Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets, where improving healthcare infrastructure and rising awareness are creating sustainable opportunities for expansion. We also continue to strengthen our engagement with the dental fraternity through scientific education program, clinical workshop, conferences, and professional associations. These initiatives enhance our brand credibility, improve product awareness, and reinforce our position as a trusted partner for dental professionals. Our long-term vision remains unchanged to build Prevest into a comprehensive, innovation-driven partner for dental and oral healthcare solutions. Every initiative we undertake, whether in product innovation, customer education, market expansion, or service excellence, it is aligned with the vision and our commitment to delivering long-term value for all stakeholders. Before I conclude, I would like to sincerely thank our customers, distributors, business partners, shareholders, and every member of Prevest family for their unwavering trust, commitment, and support. Your confidence inspires us to continue innovating, improving, and achieving new milestones. With a strong product pipeline, expanding market opportunities, and a dedicated team, we enter a new financial year with confidence and optimism. We remain committed to creating sustainable growth, strengthening our leadership position, and delivering greater value to all our stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you, team. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, press star and one. Our first question comes from the line of Rahul Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is, from last 3 to 4 years, you know, the growth at which the company was growing, it has come down a bit. So may I know the reason for the same?
Mr. Rahul, if you see that in the initial stage of the company, always the growth figure you see significantly, but still after so many challenges in the international market, if you see that our company is growing 17-18% this year, which is a very positive thing if you see that if the countries in Asian market were suffering because of geopolitical changes, we got the opportunity of taking our business from the other countries. So we are very positive that because our reach is in 1992 countries, so if in any area, because of any political, geopolitical situation, we get a setback, we cover that sale from the other countries. So we are very positive that now we are expanding, yes, because of the current scenario in the world. We are taking time in growing very fast, but still, if you see that 17% growth in 17.5% growth in export market is very, very satisfactory in the present scenario. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, understood. And one more question: how much percentage of the revenue is the company spending on R&D?
Yes, I will pass this question to my R&D director, Dr. Sankalya. Dr. Sankalya, over to you.
We don't have the exact number yet. I will pass on the exact number to you. But R&D has done a lot of progress in this last couple of years, leading to product developments, two products. We are finished the regulatory pathway and we have secured licenses and hit the market this month. Four test licenses for new agents have been done, such as caries removal agents, endodontic irrigants, cell pitching resins, periodontal gels. So all these products are at TRL level, technology readiness level 7. That means they are almost market ready. Again, we're working on import substitution of new raw materials where we were depending on other countries for these raw materials. We are developing it in-house. We are also developing new raw materials. Based on the expenditure, we are also generating revenue for the company by import substitution. Coming to the digital arena, we are heavily investing on new educational programs, new 3D printer development program so that we are at par with the global system. So the exact number we'll get back to you. I don't have it right now. I'll just get back to you with the exact number.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Yash Modi with Ashika Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to the team. My question was related to the subsidiaries that we have opened in Dubai and in US. If management could just elaborate, what do these subsidiaries are primarily? Are they for marketing? Because manufacturing, I'm guessing, would be from India. So what are, and now that the Middle East crisis has tapered down somewhat, so how is the response that we're getting in the Dubai subsidiary that we've opened? That would be question number one. And question number two would be, what is the current capacity utilization that we're running at 80-odd crores of revenue that we're doing? What is the capacity utilization that we're currently running at in our plant? Those were two questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. First question, I will start from Accudent subsidiary in USA. There is a significant sale growth of US market. In comparison to last year, we have grown the business in US 37.58%. which is included with Accudent and as well as private labeling, which we are getting because we are participating in exhibitions in US by the name of Accudent, and different big companies are approaching us. They are meeting us in US. So directly Accudent is also getting business, which is through online and which is direct from India also. On the other hand, because of our presence in India, they different companies are meeting us there, and they are taking products in their own name. Private labeling businesses we are getting from USA. So that is the point of business, which in last year comparison 37.58. And now your second question is related with Dubai subsidiary. Dubai subsidiary we have opened in the month of February end only. So in March this crisis happened, but still we have employed two persons there as a sales manager. They are working there and they are giving us business also from there. They are moving in the market. And as far as this online sale is concerned, we are registering our product in Dubai, and almost all the work has been completed. And next month, most probably, we will start online sale also in Dubai through this subsidiary company. So it is because of the situation taking more time in comparison. If situation would have been normal, so we could start it 2 months before also. But still work is going on and we are getting good business from there, and employees, marketing executive is, manager is working there efficiently. So both subsidiary company are doing good job there.
Sure, ma'am. And regarding the capacity utilization?
Mr. Jambal.
Good evening, everyone. This is Vinay Jambal, financial advisor to the company. As far as the capacity utilization is concerned, the traditional capacity, the company is working at a capacity utilization of say around 67 to 68% of its total installed capacity. And if the company works with a total installed capacity, the total turnover would be around, say, 125 CR. And as far as the new production line is concerned, which includes digital dentistry, resin, disinfectants, oral health, and all these, the company is working at, say, around 18 to 20%, and very likely to increase the capacity utilized in the coming years. Thank you so much.
Got it. My last question would be with respect to the steps we have taken to actually increase our domestic sales. We've seen that domestic sales has seen good performance in terms of the distribution reach that we've had. So if Vaibhav ji could let us know what are the steps that we have taken in terms of increasing our domestic reach, and how are we looking at that part of the business?
Yeah, yes. Mr.
Vaibhav. Yes, yeah, hi. Yes, thank you, Mr. Yash. As far as the domestic front is concerned, for the last 1 year, we have taken multiple steps to strengthen our presence in the market. The first step that we started was with the expansion of our distribution network. We started moving into the tier 2 and tier 3.
Hello, I think we've lost you.
Yeah.
Ma'am, Vaibhav's lines are connected.
Connected? Okay.
Yeah, it's connected. No, it's already connected. It was not disconnected. Not sure, but we are not able to hear him. Let me just disconnect the call and call again.
Yep.
Thank you.
Can we pass on to next question when he will join, or just wait a minute, we can call him?
Yeah, we can wait for 1 minute, ma'am.
Yeah, just wait.
Team, we have Mr. Munjal connected with us. Mr. Munjal,
hello.
You may please proceed. Yeah.
Yeah. Am I audible? Yes.
Sorry,
I think I got disconnected from the call. So as I was mentioning, there are multiple steps that we have taken to increase the domestic business and overall strengthen our own presence. Starting with the expansion of our distribution network in tier 2, tier 3 cities. Then we started handling Last year is when we started adding our sales team members. That is where we developed our strength and our own sales team and increased the number of sales team in the market to penetrate it further. Then the next step that we took upon was to increase our product portfolio. That is where we got into disinfectants, Rotoflex and this thing. So it is a multiple steps that we have taken to reach the stage in terms of this thing. The first half of the year for domestic business was not that great because of the GST changes and the disruptions due to major events, like there were flood in the first half of quarter of the year, there were floods in Jammu and across, there were, if you remember, there were huge disruptions due to weather. And then in August, September, there were GST changes which happened. But in the second half of the year, what we picked up, and the domestic business continues to outperform and deliver to our expectations.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ajay Shah with VVD Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I want to ask that how are we seeing the traction in our Oradex business?
Oradex business? You are asking?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, just pass on to R&D.
The Oradex business is doing reasonably good. You know that the oral health is not an easy department. So we are making great efforts by doing some marketing campaigns, door-to-door marketing, sending our executives so that the doctors are sensitized. We are also directly dealing with doctors through a Privilege Direct program where we supply B2C. Secondly, we have also registered our product with the MOCRA in the United States, as well as the Dubai municipality registrations for the cosmetic products also been completed. So we expect to do well this year. There are some new products also coming into the market. We expect two or three new product launches. So probably that will take the sale of Oradox to a much better level. So we're trying our best, and we are sure we'll get great success with this brand.
So what is the sales growth and sales for Oradex for this year, sir?
Last year.
We are down by 2%. That is because we couldn't export to the markets in the US. US started a new portal called the Modernization of Cosmetic Regulations Act. And the Dubai municipality, and after the war, we couldn't export substantial amounts. We were planning to export a big consignment to Dubai after the Dubai exhibition. That didn't happen because of the war situation. So there's a small drop of just 2%. So we will compensate this loss this year.
Okay. And sir, I'm new to the company. So can you explain me that what is the 3D printing and what is its use case and what is the cost for we, what is our right to win in this market? Because there must be many MNC companies competing for the same, and they are for many years in this business.
Correct. Basically, MNCs, okay, with the other products, the MNCs have a first mover advantage, but when it comes to the digital dentistry, everyone is at the same level. Probably we are slightly ahead than the other MNCs. Like, for example, we have big companies like Dentsply. All of them are still not into complete digital dentistry portfolio. So we have a slight edge in this. And we expect in the next 5 years, at least 40% of all procedures which are done at the dental office will be having a digital workflow. So we are working with an enormous speed in this area. So that is, you can see around 40% increase in the revenue this year on 3D printing engines. We are also actively working on the 3D printer project as well, so that we have a totally indigenous 3D printer by 2028.
Okay. So as of now, we are selling only printing resins, and we are not selling printer.
We are selling printers also, sir.
See.
Can you correct me? You mentioned what?
We are selling printers under the brand name Omni, O-M-N-I. And 3D printers, when we started selling November last year, November? Yeah. So from the last year to this year, we have seen an increase in sale by around 162%.
That is in printer.
That is in 3D printer.
Yeah. And
3D resins,
40.5%.
40.5%. That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Hussein Rangwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just leaving aside the digital dentistry part, which was just explained to us, I was wondering who are our main MNC competitors in this field, and how are we competing with those MNC products since we have a reach in more than 90 countries around the world? And how do we compete with the MNCs in this field? Is it purely on the basis of price front only, or do we have a niche products where we are competing with those MNCs?
A bit of both, you can say. A major competitors must be like companies like IvoClaw, Dentsply, 3Shape, and all these things. There are two ways to do this. The cost of production in India is so low, and their import duties are so high, they can never beat us on price. And the quality, surely, since we have good quality management certificates, that proves the quality. Second, by doing OEM for this, we presently OEM for around three or four big companies, and in the next 2 years, we expect to OEM for another big couple of companies. So when we OEM, that also adds to our sale. So if we cannot directly compete, this is the other way we can compete with those big multinationals.
Right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Ajay Shah with VVD Asset Managers as a follow-up question. Please go ahead.
Yes. Sir, we have seen the good performance in our U.S. business. So how do we see the coming two to three years for our U.S. business, and whether we are seeing the increase in our private label manufacturing business there?
Yes, U.S. market, definitely we are this year, if the business has been increased by 38%. So private labeling as well as online business, both business, we are getting the success, and we are wishing that, and we are very positive and hopeful that in next few years, it will definitely go more and more, because we are aggressively taking part in exhibitions in USA, different parts in USA. And that is now giving the results in getting good orders in both sides, online business also, as well as private labeling also.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participant, I would like to hand the conference over to Mrs. Namrata Mody for closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, investors and stakeholders, for taking time and attending this conference. I'm very thankful to all of you for your cooperation, and we wish that we will come with more good results and with more positive results in the next quarter. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Privist Denpro Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.